turned. That alone was a gift on par with his hours of freedom. Kanryu felt he should send a thank-you note to the cultists. The near-death experience had really shaken Angus. Kanryu doubted it would last, but you had to take what the universe gave you. He took one last look at his phone and set it on his nightstand. The information packet the school sent over covered all the rules, and there were a ton of them. The most strictly enforced was a ban on most forms of technology. The teachers considered it a distraction from their magical focus. Kanryu thought that was stupid, but no one asked his opinion. Apparently, there were only 6 computers in the school office and a handful of phones, landlines no less. Talk about medieval.
Kanryu, his mother called. Let's get a move on. You don't want to miss the train.
God forbid I miss the train to Magicland, Kanryu muttered as he grabbed his suitcase. His parents were waiting by the door, his mother's foot tapping like a mad woodpecker.
Come on, come on.
Easy, dear. Dad rubbed her shoulders, prompting a deep sigh. They rushed down to the parking garage, thankfully encountering no reporters. During his daily jaunt to the dojo, he'd run into one of them now and again, usually Cat Gable, the woman he'd met the day after the press conference. His cold silence, combined with the world's shortest attention spans, had sent most of them off to find a chattier subject. Poor bastard. Kanryu paused to adjust the cover on his bike. It had pained him when he had to remove her battery and put the tarp over her. It felt like pulling a shroud over a loved one. Riding his bike topped the list of things he'd miss.
Hurry up, Kanryu, his mother said.
He sighed and climbed into the family SUV. The ride to the train station took half an hour, and when they arrived, a veritable forest of satellite dishes greeted them. Networks from all over the Alliance packed the parking lot. A throng of reporters and cameramen had gathered by the main entrance. 10 policemen kept the entrance clear and the reporters under control, more or less. It looked a bit like herding cats, only more chaotic. Kanryu grimaced. Now he knew why they weren't waiting in the garage. Everyone in the world knew where to find him today. He wasn't looking forward to running that gauntlet. Or worse, running into another would-be killer. Mom's phone rang. She glanced at it and hit connect.
Hello, Oren. Yes, we're looking for a spot now.
Side entrance?
That's probably a good idea. We'll drop him off there. Thanks.
She hung up and turned to Dad.
Oren says we should go to the side entrance. Go up a street and you'll find an alley that leads to the service door. He's waiting there.
Dan made no comment, simply pulling back out of the parking lot and following Mom's direction until they reached an open area at the rear of the station, the only occupants of which were a pair of overloaded dumpsters and the flies that lived in them. A single door marked Employees Only was situated in the center of the station wall.
The glamorous life of a wizard.
Kanryu climbed out of the car and pulled his suitcase from the trunk. The stink from whatever was rotting in the dumpsters almost knocked him over. Mom was on the phone again, and a moment after she hung up, Mr. Kane opened the door for them.
Best say your goodbyes here. The platform's going to be awfully crowded.
Mom grabbed him in a bear hug and kissed his forehead.
Be careful and do your best. This is a great honor, even if it's one you didn't seek. Write me every week.
Kanryu hugged her back and grinned.
How? We don't have access to email. With actual pen and paper.
She sniffed back tears. Kanryu sent a pleading look at his father. He knew Mom was going to start crying, but he still wasn't comfortable with it. Dad gently guided Mom to one side and hugged Kanryu. Be sure to keep up your training. We'll see you at winter break. Good luck.
Thanks, Dad. Love you guys.
He hustled through the door, ignoring the tightness in his throat. This was his first time away from his parents for an extended period, and while part of him was looking forward to it, another part was anxious. The fact that he was going to a completely unfamiliar environment didn't help. Mr. Kane spoke to his parents for a minute, then joined him in a damp, gloomy hallway. Water dripped from heavy iron pipes overhead, and spider webs crowded the corners above the door. All they needed was a guy in a rubber monster suit to complete the effect.
Ready to begin your adventure, my boy?
Mr. Kane patted him on the back, and they started up the passage.
If I